Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Claire with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, more than 60% of the workforce at the Cleveland Youth Detention Centre have quit over the course of 3 years based on figures provided by the Youth Justice Department. The decline in employment at the detention centre began in 2020, during the same period of time Queensland had tightened its bail conditions for young offenders. As a result of these staff shortages and overcrowding, the use of solitary confinement has escalated and resulted in a situation in which children were not attending rehabilitation programs or even attending school. The police minister, Mark Ryan, said that last year the state made it clear that the consequences of the law changes would result in more young people in custody.
The crocodile population in North Queensland is rapidly growing. After almost being hunted to extinction in the 1970s, a resurgence is taking place. The crocodile population is now predicted to grow by 2.2% every year. Since 1985, there have been 47 attacks in North Queensland, and they're becoming more frequent. Locals are requesting better protections, with fishermen reporting that crocs are encroaching on more urban areas. The Queensland government works to remove between 40 and 50 problem crocodiles every year and is set to increase this number.
In national news, the ACT government is being urged to overhaul literacy instruction in schools after an Equity Economics report found 1 in 3 15-year-old ACT students to be below the national proficient standard for reading. NAPLAN results indicate that nearly 1 in 5 Year 9 students in the ACT reads at a Year 6 level. With current literacy levels worse than 20 years ago, tutors are finding increased demand for reading and writing assistance. Director of Rise Literacy, James Lyra, said that while business is good, it's devastating to see so much demand, and that the majority of students he assists do not have any learning difficulty diagnoses.
Farmers are battling unprecedented numbers of slugs across southern Australia, which invertebrate ecologist Michael Nash says is a result of the triple La Nina event. Dr. Nash says that slugs are catching both prepared and unprepared farmers off guard, with crop losses a significant problem and slugs appearing in areas where there have previously not been a problem. South Australian farmer Trevor Rayson says that his wheat crop is being affected for the first time in over 20 years, and that in some cases a week's worth of bait is only lasting a few days. Some farmers have spent over $100 per hectare on bait, more than the cost of the seeds they are protecting, and are facing drastically reduced profit margins.
In international news, a subsidiary of American Airlines has been fined $15,000 by federal safety regulators after a ground crew worker was sucked into a plane engine and killed at an Alabama airport on New Year's Eve. A preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board found 34-year-old Courtney Edwards had ignored repeated warnings to stay clear of engines until they were fully shut off. This was corroborated by the fact that workers at Montgomery Regional Airport had received a safety briefing only 10 minutes before the plane involved in the incident landed. However, the Communication Workers of America Union announced that OHSA found the airline was at fault for a lack of effective training, clear communication on the ramp, and clear instructions from supervisors as to when it is safe to approach the aircraft.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that I had to defrost my dog. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.